Back when I was in the medical profession, I'd give myself an injection or something. Yeah, that probably led to my downfall. You know, you'd have a big night out, you'd be shrieking, you'd get to the OR, you'd have a complicated operation to do, you'd give yourself a couple of hits, you know. It was a danger of the profession. Yes, I used to be a doctor. I used to be a surgeon. And a pompous one at that. Every day I would throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" But the thing that miffed me the most was there was never enough organs to go around. Yes, I was at my heyday, right when we started doing transplants. And the tragedy of watching little children die because there were not enough kidneys to go around. Someone who needed a liver or a heart would have to wait and wait and wait and wait, and then we never knew if the tissues would type out right. I'd heard about selling of organs, and I couldn't quite believe it. Until I talked to an attorney friend of mine who said, "Yeah, I know a guy out in El Paso who's waiting for kidney. He'll pay $10,000. I said, $10,000. And then it hit me. We had a whole ward full of comatose people. His only activity in the course of the day was to drool. $10,000. Well, I was possessed with greed. So I'd show up at 2, 3 a.m. I'd wheedle one of the comatose, one of the zombies out of the special ward we kept him in, take him up to the OR, and deftly remove a kidney. I'd pack that baby in ice, talk to my attorney buddy, and say, "Hey, can you make the deal? Take you 10% off the top if I happen to come up with it." He said, "If you happen to come up with it." I said, "Hey, don't ask questions, all right?" So sure enough, the deal was made. I started basking in easy money. That's how I got the house on Foxhole Road. Even with the money I make now, I could never afford a house that cost $1.5 million without a little nest egg. And so, one by one, I wheeled zombies in whatever they needed. You need a lung? Bingo, I get you a lung. Nobody ever checked the zombies. They just turned them over every now and then. And if they saw a scar on there, what are the orderlies going to ask me a question? Nobody ever asked. Nobody ever asked until one day, Director Blasnalis happened to be making the rounds with some medical students showing the effects of bed sores, and he happened to open all the dressings and notice the scars in various parts of their bodies. He didn't say anything to them, but he came to see me in my office. He said, "What is the meaning of this? We've x-rayed a few people and found kidneys gone, livers gone. One guy on a life support system is missing his heart. What do you plan to keep him alive with machines forever? I think that you've been stealing organs, Dr. Grispinelli, and I mean to report you to the Board of Health. I'll have your license and I'll have your butt sitting in jail till kingdom come. Put that in your limousine and smoke it." I said, "Oh my God." He said, "You should cry. These people have rights too. They are human beings, whether or not they are comatose." I said, "Oh." He said, "What's the matter?" "Oh." I said, "Oh, it's my heart condition." And I reached into the drawer and I grabbed a hypodermic and I filled it up. He said, "Here, let me help you with that." He leaned closer. I said, "That's just what I needed, Blasnalis." And I jammed it right into his heart and I hit the syringe. 50 cc's of insulin right to the heart. Boom! He went into instant shock and keeled over dead as a mackerel. I screamed, "Help! Help!" The crash cart came in. We tried to revive him, but it was no good. He was slammed out. Signal 7, straight line city. We carted him off. I said, "He was so close to me. Let me do the autopsy." They said, "Oh, Dr. Grispinelli, how could you? He died in your prize." And I know, but I'd like to do it for him. He gave so much to the hospital. And I went down to pathology. And I cut him open. I said, "All right, Blasnalis, you, Mr. Pompous." And I took out his kidneys. I took out his lungs. I took out his heart. I took out his spleen. I took out his liver. I called the attorney friend of mine. I said, "Buddy, I got $60,000 worth of parts for you. Meet me in the alley at 4th and Blauman tonight at 11:15. Before I left the hospital, I got an ice cooler so I could get all that stuff out of there. And I threw it all in the ice cooler, put a layer of ice on top, put a layer of Old Milwaukee on top of that, and I went lumbering. I went slashing out of the hospital with my contraband. Sure enough, later that night, I met my attorney at the corner of 4th and Blauman. We went over the parts I had. I lifted them all. I put a heart on the roof of the car. I put a liver on the fender. I put the kidneys right there on the hood of the car. We sat there and opened a couple of Old Milwaukees and looked at our steaming organs, smiling at each other. We kind of slapped each other on the back. Looking around, we said, "You know, it just don't get no better than this."
DC's first choice for rock is DC 101.